The following is a presentation from the pulpit of Lancaster Baptist Church. For more audio and video content from our ministry, please visit lancasterbaptist.org.
Last night we noted in this chapter, in verse 1, that God had bestowed grace on those Macedonian churches. And then we saw the expression of that grace in the next verses. We noted in verse 2, they gave in spite of two great problems, great affliction and deep poverty. Either one of those stops a lot of God's people, but not the Macedonians. Then we noted in verse 3, they gave two ways, to their power and beyond their power, which means they sacrificed first, and then they gave beyond their power. But tonight I want to look at verse 4 with you and consider, what was it that these believers were giving for? That verse, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take up in us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And some of your theologians would tell me rather quickly they were giving for benevolence. And that's true. But I want to prove to you tonight that the major reason for their giving was not benevolence, but was for world evangelization. Who are these Macedonian churches? The church at Philippi and a church at Thessalonica. He wrote letters to both of those churches. And you can search those epistles, the book of Philippians, and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and look for references to benevolent giving, and you won't find it. And I want to show you what you will find. So turn with me first to the book of Philippians, to the first church that Paul established in the province of Macedonia. Philippians chapter number 4. And remember this, if they're in deep poverty, and they were, that anything they give, for whatever reason, will have to be given either sacrificially or by faith. Verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly. We asked Paul, why are you rejoicing? And he says, I just received a visitor. He's named in verse 18. The church at Philippi had collected offerings for Paul. But again, how could they do that? They were in deep poverty. How could they do it? They have to sacrifice and give by faith. They're sent by the hands of Epaphroditus, who's named in verse 18, to Paul in his prison in Rome, and share with him the offering that they had received for him. Now, who was Paul? You say Paul was an apostle, and that's true. But who else was Paul? What was he doing? He'd been traveling from country to country, city to city, street to street, house to house, winning souls to Christ, discipling believers, training preachers, starting churches, leave town, repeat the process. Who does that today? Whole bunch of them in this place tonight. Now, here is a hard question with an easy answer. If a church sends an offering to a missionary, what kind of an offering is it? Somebody tell me. It's a missions offering. So what is it then these Macedonians are sending their material resources for? Missions. He proves it in his next verses. Look in verse 11. Not that I speak in respect to want. He said, I'm not writing this because I'm coveting your stuff. Really, because you see, I've already learned something. I've learned in whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. I've learned to be content if I had support. I've learned to be content if I didn't have support. Verse 12, I know how to be abased. That is, how to get along without it. I know how to abound, how to get along with it. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed, both to be full, to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. As a matter of fact, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We use that verse for every emergency, but notice the context. What Paul is saying, I have strength to be content regardless of my material situation. Wouldn't it be good if we could all learn that? Then in verse 14, he's afraid they're going to misunderstand him. So he says, now, while I've learned to get along with or without it, you've still done a good thing. That you did communicate with my affliction. Now, what did they communicate it? This word literally is talking about sharing. What did they share? Missions offerings to him. Then in verse 15, he explains that this church, the church at Philippi, was the only church that had supported this ministry as a missionary. Now you Philippians also, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church, meaning no other church, shared with me, or communicate with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. That hurt my feelings. Out of all the churches he started, out of all the souls he led to Christ, he had one supporting church at that time, the church at Philippi. For even in Thessalonica you sent, once and again, to my necessity. What did they send? Cards and letters? No. They supported Paul so that he could travel deeper into the province of Macedonia and plant a church in Thessalonica also. Amen. I can imagine the scene. After Paul finishes his ministry there, packs his bags, ready to leave town, leave town, go to the next place, knock on the door, opens the door, and there's a new leadership of the Church of Philippi saying, Paul, you taught us when we were here, when you start a church, you start a missions program as soon as you start, first day, and I believe that. And we decided to do what you said, and we voted last night to call you as our first missionary. So they support the Apostle Paul to go to the city of Thessalonica. So what was it the Philippians were giving their material resources for? Would you believe? Missions. Now Paul leaves Philippi, travels deeper in Macedonia to the city of Thessalonica. Turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And notice with me please verse 6. You became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. That's a good thing to say about the church. Verse 7. So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. That's both provinces of ancient Greece. Notice this. Poor church. Deep poverty. Great affliction. Limited means. And yet that little congregation in Thessalonica was providing an example in holiness and service to the entire country of Greece. Amen. That's phenomenal. But look please at verse 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, all of Greece, but also in every place the borders around Greece. Your faith to God would have spread abroad, so I've got my backs packed, I'm going back home, you've left me nothing to do. Everywhere Paul went, they'd already been there. That throughout the entire country of Greece and borders around it, without a bus ministry, without a track ministry, without a radio ministry, without a television ministry, and without a web page, you can believe that. But yet they had evangelized that little congregation of believers in poverty, small number, had evangelized the entire country of Greece and borders around it. Amen. Explain that for me. How in the world could they do that? Well, you say, first of all, God bestowed grace on them. And then he reached down, put his hand on men, put the fire of God in their bones and a message on their heart, sent them out as flaming evangelists, and they would have been down every street and every lane and every city, every highway and every hedge and preached Christ. And the folks at home, in their poverty and in their suffering, sent their offering sacrificially and by faith to sustain them. So what was it these Macedonians were committing their material resources for? Would you believe? Missions. Amen. But just in case you're stubborn, another verse. Turn back to 2 Corinthians with me to the 11th chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And let's begin with verse 7 where Paul writes, have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted because I preached to you the gospel of God freely? Here Paul says, when I came to Corinth, I didn't charge you for my ministry. I preached for free. Can you imagine him saying something like this? I'll come to Corinth, I'll preach you folks, but it's going to cost you a good offering. And you're going to have to give me a good tent to live in, a good camel to ride, and a hay lounge. You'll do that, I'll come. He went for free. Well, Paul, you had to live. How'd you do it? I thought about it. I came with this unique method in verse 8. I robbed other churches. Taking wages with them to do your service. Now, what does it mean? And by the way, I'm sure Brother Chapel must have warned you before this conference began about these missionaries. I want to tell you why they're here. They're here to rob you. Now, what Paul mean? What he's saying is this. I came to other churches on deputation and I prayed that God would give me the words to say so somehow the churches would embrace my burden and deputize me and send me to the place that God's called me. And that's why these missionaries are here, with a prayer that they'll be able to say something, give you some kind of a presentation so that you will embrace their burden and will share that burden and support them so they can go to the place that God has called them. Okay, Paul, that makes great sense. Now tell us, what churches did you rob so that you could go to Corinth? Verse 9. And when I was present with you and wanted, that is, had need, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from, where? Macedonia, supplied. You see, friends, the church at Corinth itself was there because of the giving of his burdened, committed believers in Macedonia. My friend, that is what we're talking about this week. Grace giving. So missionaries can be sent around the world.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Halsey. And how many of you would make a motion with me that we want to be one of those other churches that sends the missionaries? And what a great brief Bible study Dr. Halsey just gave us, and how we are challenged from that 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 8, that the Apostle Paul could take the gospel elsewhere because there were churches that were helping him along the way. I stress it to you tonight that what we're involved in at this very moment is as biblical as John 3:16. And this is God's plan for evangelizing the world, and we want to be faithful to it.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If this message has helped you, we hope you will share with a friend or family member. We always love to hear from those whom God has changed through His Word. Share your story with us at lancasterbaptist.org/contact.